The peanut farmers started a 1% checkoff, 1% of the retail price, to establish the National Peanut Board. This year, the National Peanut Board started a new consumer-facing online voice called the Peanut Vendor. The Peanut Vendor, you can see him at Peanuts Here is the name of it. But do you know what he's been up to? Well, launched in January, this colorful online person can be hard at work spreading the passion about U.S. peanuts to the new generation. The Peanut Vendor had shared more than 1,200 pieces of peanut-themed content, generating more than 271 million impressions since the National Peanut Board launched that account. Social media gives marketers a tool they didn't have to, like print or broadcast media in the past. This is a new opportunity to engage consumers in a dialogue and measure that engagement. With a magazine, for example, you know how many people were likely to see the ad, but now you can get a direct confrontation with somebody on Twitter or Instagram, and the Peanut Vendor is the guy to do it. The layout includes stunning imagery and articles that cover a mix of in-depth topics and snackable content. But stay tuned now, as you'll hear more about in the future about the Peanut Vendor from the National Peanut Board representing peanut farmers of Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. I'm Darren Spearman for Southeast AgNet.